peace, blessings, and light. You are listening to Regine Radio, and I'm your host, Basha. In this community of blossoming humans, I answer questions and make you think about your potential to make change. I empower you to stop complaining and do something about it. We are not going to agree on everything, but that's what life is all about. Learning, loving, and expression of truth. After all, true leaders take criticism and make adjustments to better rule their regime. Today's 19th episode is all about respecting your energy. I got a DM from a follower last week asking, how does she tell her friend that she feels disrespected because she sucks all her energy and doesn't reciprocate the same love and support back? Well, I appreciate you for sending this and being open to express this to me because I went through a similar situation. So I think the best thing to do is to really cut that person off because you deserve to be respected. You deserve to have that energy respected because that's an exchange, right? Like you're exchanging this wonderful energy. You're giving people your time and you're giving people your love and support. And what do? They completely burn you. So when you get burned, you gotta know not to go back to get burned. If you like the feeling of being burned, by all means, go get burned. But I refuse to keep going back. And so you should refuse too. You should be around people who respect your energy and reciprocate the same energy back. Because when you're doing something for someone and they only talk about what they have done for you, and hindsight, you really don't find it to be as valuable as what you gave them, you're kind of putting yourself in this position where it's a tit for tat, and we're adults, we don't want to go through that. So if you're about your adulting and you're about making that money and you're about going forward through life in peace, harmony, and love and just ultimate abundance and being connected with the creator, you need to cut that person off. They're not healthy. Respect your energy. Respect the time that you're spending. The energy that you're spending, you're going to be tired after, right? So you're going to get some sleep and you're going to be like, I don't know why I was so tired. It was the middle of the day. It's because you gave all your energy to that person who did not give it back. So you're still exhausted, or you're exhausted and you once were energetic and this person is like, oh, I'm so energetic and elated. It's because you gave them all of your energy and they gave you their energy. So the exchange was that you are now low and sad and depressed and tired, and they're now energetic and just in their power and filling themselves. You need to know when enough is enough, and you need to respect your energy to the point where you know that if someone respected you, they wouldn't talk behind your back about you, and in a sense where they don't feel that you're doing enough. So they're coming to somebody else and confiding in them. This has happened to me, and I'm giving you guys a real scenario. This has happened to me. You need to cut that person off. You need to value your energy and your space enough to the point where you do not allow that person back in your space. If they want to be back in your space or they want to just speak to you, maybe you, say, okay, I accept your apology, and they apologize to you for draining you of your energy and not reciprocating back. But that doesn't mean you still have to be around them. They've proven themselves unworthy of your energy, and you have to be honest with yourself. Like I was saying before in Respect Your Heart episode, you need to listen to your heart. And this is a form of energy. Your soul is in your heart. So you guys need to be very diligent with that. You need to respect it because that is important. You know, Allah gave you that space and that energy to say, no, I'm not going to do this. I need to be focusing on my deen. I need to learn more about Arabic or learn how to speak Arabic, learn my salah. You know, like really spend your time doing something valuable because this is just the dunya. It's going to go. You're going to die and you're going to be, your soul's going somewhere else. So focus on your soul's work. Okay, I hope this helps you guys. Thank you guys so much for sending your DMs. You guys are amazing, and every time I'm gonna thank you because you are amazing. You help me to understand what it is you guys need and what I need. And this is like a venting thing for me too, but it's also a way for me to shed light and make light of situations that have happened to me, because a lot of these questions that you guys are giving me have happened to me. It's so crazy. But thank you guys so much. I love you all. Inshallah, we get to meet in Jannah. Inshallah. I appreciate you. Peace, love, and light.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.